Joran Daf Yudches Amud Beis. We have some Taisus and to learn from the Gemara. We had heard the beginning of the Gemara that Rami Bar Chama had said that Ksav Yodom Yoitze Mimokim Acher is Einam Namonim. That's what it says in the Mishnah, Einam Namonim, to say Anusim Ayinu. That's Tavka Anusim Ayinu Machmas Momin. In order Meisim Atzmei Roshe, so he doesn't have an Amonis to say Anusim Ayinu Machmas Momin. But Anusim Ayinu Machmas Nefoshe, you see, is Namon, and there's no problem of Kivin Shehigid. Because he holds by shtar, there's no halacha of kivin shehigit. So let us see Taisvitz. Machmas nefoshes, arei elu nemonim. Ve'im toima, ve'chi omru ktanim hayinu. We have in the reisha, we have three cases. Ktanim hayinu, psuleyedis hayinu, anusim hayinu. Then the reish is arei elu nemonim. It's ein ksav yodom yoytze mimokem acher. And in the sefer, it's einam nemonim. So all three cases are einam nemonim. So anusim ayinu machmas momin is einam nemonim. So Rami Bar Chama explained in odom meisim atzmei rosh. So. But machmas nefoshes reilu namonim. And we learned yesterday that ktanim ayinu, psuliedes ayinu, not nemon, out the sfore of a chazoke, that the malva would not be machtem, ktanim, psulim. So that's why they're not nemon, and there's no migo, it's ksav yodam yoytzim imokim achem. But machmas nefoshes arei elu nemonim. Ve'im toima, so Tosva says, v'chi omru ktanim hayinu. So in the sefer, when they said ktanim hayinu, hayanusim machmas momen hayinu, lahemnu b'migu da omri yanusim hayinu machmas nefoshes. So even though there's a chazoke, or in other meisim atzmei roshem, by these agodis. But we see in the reisha, that if ein ksav yodom yoytze mimokim acher, that they are nemon. So we see a migu helps bimokim in other meisim atzmei roshem, according to the Tana of our Mishnah. Amigo helps b'mokeim chazok in other machtem kroivim opsula. So Tosfos says, so in the Sefer, ksav yodom yoytzim b'mokeim acher, we also have amigo. Amigo, they could have said, anusim ayinu machmas nefoshes, and they're nemo. That's Tosfos kasha. The bereisha dik amigo nemonim leim anusim ayinu machmas momen. V'yeshloima, so Tosfos says two terutzim. Teretz number one, the oines machmas nefoshes loishchiach. It's a milsa de loishchiche. And so memela, it's not a good taine. It's, he would prefer saying the other taines, ktanim yinu. So memela, so in hilchas migo, it's not a good migo. Voide b'shnei edem lo emrine migo kedefrishis, because in after the both would be mechavim the same taine, so migo di boy shosik memele, but over here it's a migo that would have to come together and say the same taine, migo di boy trei lo emrine. Zoktais v'svaita, vein odom meisim atzmei rosho. That Rava said that this memra of Rami Bar Chama could be said in the Reisha. if Eng Sav Yodom Yoitzim Imokimacher, the Nemon to say Anusamayinu Machmas Nefoshis, Abam Nusamayinu Machmas Momen, Enodom Meisim Atzmerosh, Veim Toima. Vokesova Rove de Palginen di Bure, Beperikame de Sanhedrin. Gabi Ploini Rovani Lirzaini. The person says Ploini Rovani Lirzaini, Hu Va'acher Mitztarfen Lohogoi. That means you have here a Nirba that is saying that, that Ploini was Rova Oisoi. He was maskim to it. So, hu va'acher mitztarfen l'holgoi. Now, there's a big problem. The minute he says, ravani l'rtzoini, so he is a lidvorecho rosha ato, ve'in edis l'rosha. So, Rovis says, that's no problem. We say, palginan dibure. He's saying two different things. He's saying, ploini ravani. That's one haggadah he's saying. Then he's saying a second agode, which is not believed to say, in order meisim atzmerosh, that I was merutzah to the revia. No, so that agode, he doesn't have an amonis, so that is not accepted in Bezdin. So we delete this from his agode. So when he comes to Bezdin, we only accept what we can believe, what he has an amonis on. Pliny Rovani, he has an amonis. Lirzaini, he doesn't have an amonis, so that's deleted from the agoda. So I hear from him Pliny Rovani, and another eight says Pliny Rovoi, so he says, finish, you killed the Reveya. There's a din of Palginan Dibure, we don't have to accept the whole Dibbo the way it was stated for us. Whatever he has an emonis, we believe. Whatever he doesn't have an emonis, we delete. So that is not recorded in Bezdin and Memele. We're left with what he has an emonis on. So therefore, Rava holds Ploini Rovani Lirzaini. Yehuva Achem Itztaf Alohirge. Ploini Bo Al Ishti is also the same thing. Bemisin, this is two different agodas. I'm saying Ploini Bo Al Ishis Ish. Then he says, you know who she was? She was my wife. So that is not Nemon to be Meyed on a wife. It's either the Shabotla or Adam Korveitz Al Ishti Al Koponim. So on that shtickle that the Ishis Ish was his wife, it doesn't have any Nemonis on that. So fine, so that's deleted. We delete this from his agode, and we remain what is heard in Bezdin, what is accepted in Bezdin, what he hears in the Monasah. The Rav himself says this. Imke. So what is Pshat? Rav Lishitosai, what is Pshat in the Reisha? The Reisha says, Inksav Yodam Yoitzim Imokemacha. So they're saying Anusim Ayinu. They're saying Anusim Ayinu. We were anusim, and it's a shtar sheker. And why were we anusim? Because we wanted to get money, or we're afraid we might lose money. Now that we can't believe, in order meisim atzmei rosh, so delete that. But anusim hayinu, we can believe. He's saying anusim hayinu, it's enksav yodam yoit, it's a pesha osa. It's a migu, whatever, however it works, so the machmas momin should not be mekalkul da goda. Mkei noch in nehemni da nusimoyu, avaloi machmas momin. Ela machmas nefoshish, da libe de rove kaime. Viesh loima, kiven de kiyum shtores de rabono, loi palginen di buro kedei lifsoil ashtar. That means that when they say Anusim Ayinu Machmas Nefoshes, so then we have a whole lomdus, it's a Pesha Osar, it's a Migu, whatever it is, it's Kula Choda Hagode, whatever it is, Be'emesin Minatoyre, it's nothing. Because Minatoyre, Eidem Achsumim Al Ashtar, Mishenech Kreidusa Bebezin. So memele, so we have a shtar that's being made that there was a kosher halvo. There was a halvo. What they're saying now, there's a din kibin shehigid, and they don't have any nemonos whatsoever. Know what? The Rabbonon said that we need kiyum. So their whole nemonos is only a takona de Rabbonon. That means minater de na nemo legamri. So when the Rabbonon gave them, gave an nemonos to pass a lashtar through that they were matzrich kiyum, so the Rabbonon said, if we can accept the Haggadah the way it is said, then they can pass all the shtar. If we have to doctor the Haggadah, then this whole thing, they don't have the nemonis ayvus. I wish leimer by a nemonis the eraisa, the taken nemon. So then we can doctor the Haggadah in vakel, because they have a nemonis in what they're saying. So memele, so then there's pagin and dibure. So whatever they have in amonis, we have to accept. We don't have to look at the Haggadah the way they're relating it to us. But if in reality they don't have an amonis, because eidem achsumim al shtar ki b'shenach yedusa bebezn, but we gave them an amonis. So that's how the amonis was given. If what they're saying, they have an amonis to pass all the shtar, the way they're relating it, they have an amonis to pass all the shtar, so they will pass all the shtar. But if the way they're saying it, they also can't pass all the shtar. So we should doctor their Haggadah, that we don't do. That's the first Teretz of Taisus. The Kiyum, the Kiyum Shtoris, the Rabbonon, Leipalginen di Bure Kedei Lifse Lashtar. Teretz number one. Teretz number two. Va'oid de Ein Lonu Leima Me Atzmeinu Da Anusim Hoyu Machmas Nefoshes Da Oines Machmas Nefoshes Leishchiach Kedei Frishes. This is Amilsa de Loishchicha. So that means that by all other cases, plainly, Aval Hosom Shchiach, Shabualeshis Ish Acheres. I'm saying Boalashis Ish. So Memele, so there I could say, I don't have to hear it was Ishtoi, it was Ashis Ish Acheres. Kamayal Ishtoi. Oisherova, this is the Rishash's Girsa, Oisherova Odomacher. Pliny Rova, you don't say Rovani, could be Rova Odomacher. Vechain Baharaktiv Besoik Perg Beis the Yavomis, Yocheli is Odomacher Holgoy. That means in all these cases, in the Etzem Haggadah does not have to be said in an Oifen Hapsul. I'm saying, Nerak Ploini, his wife can get married. I was the Heurig. So, you don't have the monos on this, so the Haggadah can be accepted without your Heusof. It can be Nerak, you don't have to be the Heurig, there are many Heurigim. Ploini Bo, Aleshus Chaveiroi, Ploini Rova, someone else. But over here, if I say Anusim Oyinu, so, the minute I say Anusim Ayinu, normally that's a Maiser Ishes. Unless I think up, I create a Milsa de Loishchicha, then it's possible it should be Anusim Ayinu, and they shouldn't be Rishoyim. That's a Milsa de Loishchicha, that means normally in Anusim Ayinu, this is pshat. Normally, pshat is anusim yinu that they're reshoim. Since nefoshis is a milsa de lo yishchiyah. The second teretz. Inami. Shani hoche de machmas momen. Oy machmas nefoshis have perushe da anusim hoyinu. Here we are explaining why we were anusim, how we were anusim, what forced us to chas mesheker. So when a person gives a pirish, Hilkach loy pagin in dibure. That means if this is an explanation of what we are saying, Bezdin cannot cut off in the middle and say, well, we'll accept this part, and later we won't accept your explanation. I mean, we'll understand it differently. If an explanation is given for an agode, a perish is given on the agode why we were anusim, how we were anusim, you have to hear what he said, and you can't, it's not two diburim. This is a pirish of the dibur. How were we anusim? Why were we anusim? So this is not two diburim. This is a pirish on that dibur. So you have to hear the whole dibur. Hilkach loy palgin in dibur. There's no din of palgin in dibur. Avol l'ritzoinoi, Ubal ishtoi have a dibur bifnei atzme. This has nothing to do with the Haggadah. That means Pliny Ravani. So the Haggadah that Yenez Areveya is Pliny Ravani, finished. Now I'm going to say that I enjoy it, that I want it, that I didn't want it. That has epis ashaiches to the Pliny Ravani. The Pliny Ravani is finished already. He's Areveya. Now I'm going to tell you my feelings. I'm telling you something else also. I'm telling you Agodah Yenez Areveya, and then I'm telling you, no, I was very happy with it also. So this is a second Haggadah, which is not Negeya, your Haggadah, but Negeya to kill the Reveya. Poini Boaleishis Ish. That's the Haggadah. The Haggadah is who the lady was. The Haggadah is Poini Boaleishis Ish. That's the Haggadah. So Memele, then I'm saying that Teishishish was my wife. So Memele, but the Haggadah that's killing him is Pliny Balei Shishish. But here it's a pirish of the Anusim Oyinu, a pirish Tafman Oyseren. You can't stop in the middle. You have to hear how he explains it, and if it's acceptable, good. If it's not acceptable, it's not good. Inami. Another teretz. Hoche iker eides hu b'mesha oimrim hanusim hayinu, shabo loimer shaloi rohu hamilve. Im kein miyad oisen atzma rishoin, kiven shechosmu im lo yasu peirish ledevrei. Hilkach lo yshayach oche palginen dibure, אבל הי דרקטיב איקר אידס הוא לא אמר שנרק לא הוסי אס אישטוי וכן פלויני רובוי אוי בועל אישטי כאידס לרק פלויני הלכך פלגינן דיבורי לגבי לא עושים עצמי ראשה אוי לגבי אישטוי לא יהנמו. So לחיר תייסביס is saying that by Emerson, by Anusim Oyinu, or Haraktiv, let's talk about these two cases, which are very similar. In these both cases, we're really starting from the second floor. That is not the Haggadah. That means Anusim Oyinu, we're really saying something before. In Anusim Oyinu, we're explaining why we did it. But Al Kapon, what's the Anusim Oyinu? We were forced. That's not the Haggadah. The Haggadah is, it's a false shtar. That's the Haggadah. Anusim Oyinu is, why did we chasman a false shtar? So this is, that is a second step to explain why we chasman. First of all, Anusim Oyinu, we're saying it's a false shtar, and we're saying why we chasman on a false shtar. But the Haggadah is we chasman on a false shtar. So if that is the Haggadah, so then we don't make dreidlich. The Haggadah is, that's it already. Now we have to find dreidlich. If this is a maaser resha. tefalsh anachas mishtar as a maisa reshe. Now, if I had a heta to do, because nefosh, that already, but, so if the Haggadah, the way the Haggadah is said is a maisa reshe, we don't make the redlich or pagin in the bur, we don't doctor up the Haggadah. Masha enken horaktiv, the Haggadah is over here that Yen is dead. That's the Haggadah. The Haggadah is that Yen is dead. That's the tachlis of the Haggadah. That's the tachlis of the Haggadah. Here the tachlis of the Haggadah is that's a false shtar. That's the tachlis of the Haggadah. Here the Haggadah, the tachlis of the Haggadah is that he's dead. And, I'll share with you the news who the Ritzayach was, but the Haggadah is he was dead. So if that's the, so if the Ika Haggadah in Yesod is not a Maiser Resha, so then we accept the Ika Haggadah and the things which he doesn't have an Amonis, Palginon, we delete, we take that off from the Haggadah. But if the Ika Haggadah is a Maiser Resha, then we then there's no din of pagin in the bura. That's l'chayim shan the last teretz and taisis. In came yad oisim. That's what taisis says. Hachi iker edus ma'ashem imanusim yinu shbalay mishleiro amulve. That's the iker agod. Anusim yinu is we're explaining why we did it. In came yad oisim natzma rishon kimi shechosmo im lo yasu perish lo debrayim. That means that we hear right away a Maiser Resha. That is, Avodarak to be Kedus Olemeshenerak. Lohosius Ishtai. Rim Plaini Rovoi. Rebol Ishtai. Kedus Larik Plain. Ilkar Pagin and Dibure. Kabi Hosem Atzmai Roshe. Now we have technicalities in the Haggadah, but I can't believe you because it was Rotzainai or it was Ishtai. Eloyei Nemo. Let us just quickly go over the next Gemara again that we're going to learn the Taisus and on the next Gemara. Tana Rabono, Ein Amonim Lepoisloi Divlei Rab Meir. Now, Rab Meir is speaking about the Reishe, that if it's Ein Ksav Yodam Yaitzim Mokamach, and they say Ktanim Ayinu, Anusim Ayinu, That means they're the one that saying Savyodainu is and then so you have to believe them to busktanim, kroivim, anusim. Elo Rameya, my time. According to Rameya, my time. So the Gemara says, Bishleim epsule edits, malve gufe mikore medektaik, umachte. So the Gemara says, by psule edits, Rameya holds there's a psachazoke, that you want me to believe, ki hechad nehemne ahai, nehemne ahai, or alzmigu. You want me to believe that you were psulim? There's a chazake that says that the malva wouldn't do such a thing. Malva gufim mikol medik ta'ikam machtem. K'tanim nami k'drab shimim ben lokish. Omerish lokish. Chazake ne'idem choysmim al ashtar em kenase begodol. Alanusim my time. Now let us just see Rashi again. One of the Rashi's, Ebishlam Ipsuli Eidis, Ektane, Kim de Moidim Heim Shashtar Kedin Nichtav, Shalvo Oyamekach Emes, Avonachnu Loyayin Ruyim, Shashtar, but we weren't Roy, Vahavilo Kimil Valpe, Oy Imechiri Loynikna Karke Bishtar, Ze, because we were psulim, Rameh dolei mehemni dimkein malve leshodi zuzi berdi, chimachta meide malshtore meide gdayeg shir ksheirem. And then came nasa begodol Rashi says komaisa shtar begdoilem, halaykeach v'hamoicher וגם עדם נמי אמרין, חזוק אין אלוי קייח, מחדם בוי קטל. So, רמייה has a חזוק. Now, let us see Tosfos. Mal וגופה מידק דייק. So, we have here a חזוק that I can't believe such a thing that you were psulim. The malve is medayik leishadi inish zuzi bichdi ule rabono. So what's the svar of the rabono? Now Rameya is telling us a fact of life. He's telling us leishadi inish zuzi bichdi. When a person makes a shtar, when he's going to write a shtar, he's lending $1 million, he's going to make sure that the Eidim Uchasim are not going to be the Leiva's brother-in-law. So, I mean, he's going to, well, that's what he says, Chazoke. So, what is the Svar of the Rabbonon? So why did the Rabbonon say they are Nemon? Nemon, Al Smigu. Why did Nemon? Ul Rabbonon afilu milva al peloi havi. It's not even a milvalpe. The beinen sheit chilosoi b'seifei b'kashres. K'namrinen b'yesh noichle. So I saw an Ale Yosef, contrast from my shvogem, he brings down this, Tosfos is saying something over here, perhaps we wouldn't see it right away, but as everybody says from some seifer, Tosfos, it seems, had a kasha. So what's the svar of the Rabbonon? So Tosfos all of a sudden says, according to the Rabbonon, it's not even a milva alpe. That means if the Edom are saying now, b'shas halvo, we were ketanim. So it's a posel ishtar. That's number one. But is it a milva alpe? That means, but now we're saying there was halvo. We're saying, we saw the halvo. So Tosfos is not even a milva alpe either. Because an aid is to say Eidus, if Bishas Rias Eidus, he was also a kosher Eid. Of a Bishas Rias Eidus, he was a cotton. Bishas Rias Eidus, he was a koriv. So he can't say Eidus. You have to be an Eid, Bishas Ria and Bishas Agod. So it's not even a milvalpe. The binishet chilosai v'soifei bekashas, kedemrinim b'yesh noichlem. So what is Tosfos saying here? It's not even Lamainav Kamina. What is Tosfos saying here? So Tosfos is saying, Amoyra Dikazach. Tosfos is saying, what did the Rabbonin do with Rameyes for Loishodi in Ishuzi Bichdi? So Tosfos says, the Rabbonin, who told you there was a halvo? You're making a chazok. You know, when a person lends money, so Lamaise, he'll be careful. He won't. Who said he lent money? How do you know he lent money? Because for me, he didn't lend money. For me, there's no nemonis whatsoever that he lent money. Because I'm telling you I was a cotton then. So from me, you can't hear he lent money. So who told you he lent money? That means you're slugging me up. You're slugging me up. I can't believe what you're saying. Because a person would never lend money and do such a thing. Who told you he lent money? I mean, you don't have any basis to slug me up. That is what the Chachamim hold. And it would seem from Chsam Sefer, and what does Rameya hold? Rameya holds that even though he was a cotton or a posel b'shasriya, he's still kosher leidus. There's a machloikus in the Gemara if you have to be kosher leidus b'shasriya, or it is sufficient if you're kosher leidus b'shasagoda. So Tosfos is telling us now that's the whole machloikus. You have a chazoke. The only chazoke can be built after I assume that there was a halvo, I can't believe such a thing, that there was a halvo and he would take tanim. But we have no From these, you don't have any echoche bechlal that there was a halva, only from me. And the way I'm telling you, there's no nemonis bechal there was a halva. And that gufe is the machloikis, Rab Meir and the chachamim. Rashi doesn't say this. Rashi says, and the Ron the Shit Metzus also says, Rashi says, Vahavilo Kimilve Alpe. Rashi is very careful over here. Rashi says, Vahavilo, a very interesting lotion. When they're saying, Iktan, Kim de Moidemem Sheshtar Kidin Nechtav, Shalvo oy hamekach emes. There was a halvo, kivin demoide, that there was halvo. Vahavilo kimil ve'alpe. So maybe we don't believe them. So he explains that Rashi held avilo kimil ve'alpe. So he brings the Ra'on Shit Mekebetze says that Be'emison, they don't have an amonis. Aber lefi divrayem, the machloikis, Rab Meir, and the chachomim is it a migu or a pesha osa? That's the machloikis, Rab Meir and the chachomim. That means like this. Rab Meir held it works together migu. That means I'm telling you there was a halvo. So lefi devor, if there was a halvo, so I want to tell you that the malva did a mashuna de kezach. He was machtem psulim, he was machtem kroibim. That's what I'm telling you. But believe me, I was a kor because I have a migu. But al kaponim, if it goes begidre migu, so then I won't believe you. The way you're telling me yourself, since you are a moide that there was a halvo, lefi devorach, there was a halvo, now you want I should believe you that the malva was maskim to take ktanim or psulim, that I won't believe, because as a chazok he won't do such a thing. That's not even the moidim heim, the moide that there was a halva. Havalokim milvape, even though halachically, but I have to, I can't believe them al tzmigu, because, lefi devrayim, there's a chazoke that's menagid, they're tiny. Masha'enkein, the chachomim hold it's a pesha osa. So that means you cannot build anything against me from me. That means, whatever you have is from me. I'm saying, I'm making the shtar for the shtar. I'm the one that's saying that there was a halva, and I'm saying that we were puzzled. So memele, you cannot create a chazoke from my agode to puzzle what I'm saying. So that's the machloikis chamei and the chachomim. Ktanim nami, kidrab Shimon ben Lokish. Now, the Gemara said, ktanim kidrab Shimon ben Lokish. Now, Rashi said, pshat, kidrab Shimon ben Lokish. What did Resh Lokish say? So Bemison Resh Lokish is talking about when Edom chasma anashtar, they'll make sure that the moichin de lekeach agdoilim. Elim keinasa begodol. Kol maisa ashtar begdoilim alekeach vamoicha. That's what Resh Lakish said. So now we take Resh Lakish's memory, v'gabi Edom namem rinin chazok ein alekeach machtim b'ktanim, just like Edom are medayik, they make, Edom make sure that the loikeach and moicha are gedoilim, so the moicha make sure that the Edom are gedoilim. That's how Rashi said pshat. Ktanim nami, kiderab Shimon belokish. So in reality, Resh Lakish is saying similarly to this chazoke, it's the same thing, but we're just saying that just like there's a chazoke that a malva will not be machtim psulim. So now we're using the same chazoke. A malva won't be machtim ktanim either. But we bring this from Reish Lakish, just like Reish Lakish says that Eidim make sure that the Moichan Lekeich won't be Ktanim, so the Moichan Lekeich make sure that Eidim won't be Ktanim. So it's more or less the same type of Chazoke, that the Malvin, the Moichan, make sure that the Eidim are not Kroivim, they're not Ktanim, etc. Now, Taisvis did not learn like this in the first Malach. Ktanim nami ked Rav Shimon Meis Lakish, havi motzel lemeima, uktanim nami, mishum de mal vegufe meidik dayik. More could have said it. Of the nechil olaminkit b'chol cha taim achines. Rabbi Kevege says pshat, so Taisvis understood, ktanim nami ked Rav Shimon, a cotton bone chasme. So that means it's a dor an andere mahalach. But apostle, we say that the Malvil will make sure that the Edom won't be Kroivim. The Malvil will make sure that the Edom won't be Psulim. By Ktanim, the Gemara says, there's a new thing. A Kotnim himself won't Chasme. Chazok ein Edom choisme al shtam kenase begodol. And that, it means, if they'll be Gdoilim also. That's how Taisus understood. So really could have said the first thing he wanted to say. No, there's another chazoke. Rabbi Kevege says he doesn't understand. There's a chazoke on ktanim. He said that's a psamuyim de kizach. To say a kotten who's a labadas will make sure that the chasma anashtar. I mean, it's a psamodin pshat to say that that's pshat in the Gemara. So if it's Rabbi Kevege of Taisus. Inami, time of Reish Lakish guf, inami mishum de malve meidik dayi. For how do I may say the Rav Shimon Lakish absolutely aidis, Mishum Dresh Lakish, Lahiska, Lakhtan, and Bidwal. Really, we're saying that the Malv is Medaik. Rabbi Kevege wants to say Pshat, really, what he wants to be Moisef, Anoifach, Mishaloi. What was Resh Lakish Moisef? More, I mean, we have a cloud that the Malv is Medik Daik. So what he says, he's Medik Daik by Kroivim, he's Medik Daik by Psum, he's Medik Daik by Ktanim also. So he says, Reish Lakish had a shtik toir over here. Chazokei ne'edem choysmen al-shtam kein nase bigodu. He says, you know what that means? He says, what if the moicha looks like a godu? He's tall and everything. But we don't know if he has some money godless. So Reish Lakish said, "Ain't no idem chaysmen al hashtat." They're not convinced from a chitzoynis to gemara. Ain't no idem chaysmen al hashtam keinase begodol till the mevare klodi is a godol. That what he looks like a godol is not sufficient. El keinase begodol. So memela who adin that the malve also will not take someone for Edom unless he knows bebrirus that they were mamish gedolim, not that they looked like gedolim. Chazok eina Edom hocha mashmed lemrinan migu bemokim chazoke lerbonon omrina. Now, this Taisvis seems to say, what is the machloikis, Rav Meir and the Chachomim? That means, so Taisvis seems to say, everyone holds there is a chazoke, that ein malve machtim, ein malve machtim sulim, and etc. But the shaila is, if you have a migu that is menaged the chazoke, is a migu strong enough to be menaged the chazoke? That's the machloikas chameya holds migu mokim chazoke does not help. The chachamim holds migu mokim chazoke does help. And Taisvis says, so it's very, very modern, because the gemore in Baba Basra clears a shaila. Tova achas manoi, va'om alei praticho teichs manoi. There the Gemara says like this, chazok in odom perea teichs manoi. If a person borrowed money, and he said he needs the money for 40 days, he told the Levi he needs the money for 40 days. So the Malva was, the Levi told the Malva he needs the money for 40 days. Fine. It comes the 40th day, the 41st day, the Malva thought he'd have the money already on the table. He comes over to the Leiva, there's an upmach, where's the money? She said, I paid you 15 days ago. I paid you teichs money. So we have a chazoke, in odom pereya teichs money. Mistome, if he specified that he wants the money for a certain amount of time, mistome, he realized he won't be able to pay up before. Chazoke in odom pereya teichs money. But he has a migu. Why did he have to open up his mouth and say he paid 15 days ago? Say he paid yesterday. Musta, why did he have to open up his mouth? He's mourning him lachas money. She says, I paid you yesterday. Why did she say I paid you 15 days ago? She has a migu. So it's a migu b'mokim chazoke. That means he's saying something that chazoke is menagit, but he has a migu to prove what he's saying. So it's a shailan de gemore. It's a boy de leivshite. So Taisva says it's a pele that here it's a machloikes tanoim. There's a chazoke ein amalve machtim psulim kreivim, and here we have a machloikes rameir and the chachomim. Does migu help a mokim chazoke? And there the gemara is a sofik, and they don't bring it to machloikes tanoim. That's Taisva's kash. Taisa blives by Akasha. So the Chasam Sofer says, this is a stira to the people we had mentioned before, that Taisa wanted to say the machloikis was, is the bechala chazoke. According to the Chachomim, it's not even a milval peh. We don't know bechal there was a halvo. According to Rameya, we do know there was a halvo. Then there was a chazoke. So the Chasam Sofer says that these two Taisa are Taisa one the other. That's what the Chasam Sofer time is. Now let us go again the Gemara further. El anusim my time. The Gemara says by anusim, why don't we believe them? What's the time of Rameya? Amar Rabchis the Kesav Rameya Edim Shemulam Chis Mosheka Var Targo Yehogo Vayechta Mosheka. So we said yesterday that the way the Ra'or says that they would never do such a thing. Right to the Zachazoke that. That they would never, even though halachically they're not even permitted to let themselves get killed, but that's a yid with his hergeshim, and Izicha would rather get killed than tachas mesheke. Vayachta mesheke. So memele, so if he's saying he did such a thing, he's saying keneged chazok. How can you say such a thing? That means that could be true. That many people do something with a hergish, with a amidas ha'emes, but halachically the din is zichi allowed to chas mesheke. Dama mein lechadav shamir eftikoch nefesh. Labay diskram gilarois and shvichas damim bevat. So hashte the chas mamrinu lo amay chas misu. So we don't believe them. The zichi no chazok. Let us see tais. Was the oma ma ein lechadav oimet bevay pekuch nefoshes elo the shalosh aveiros perish. So Taisva says, afilu leman de machmir, afilu the machmirim that hold there are certain averes betzine that's yehorig val yave, so afilu man de machmir le machmir le bahanoch, by these three averes, the rove gufe kisov, rove personally holds afilu bahani ein chayv limserats me betzine. Meseches avay de zor peik rabbi shmuel, vein chilik bein hanach l'sha, v'areshi bekuli yor gval yavos. Means rove personally holds there's no such a nye bechlal of sholosh averes. Betzine, everything is yave val yor, v'areshi everything is yor gval yavos. But he says, afilu you'll say that there are shittas that hold that betzine the arve. Oh, good, that's these three averes, but not chsime b'shek. Let us go back to the Gemara. Elo taime de Rav Meir ke de Rav Huna omarav. De omar Rav Huna omarav moide bishar shekosvoi ein tzorich lekaime. The time of Rav Meir is as Rav moide bishar shekosvoi ein tzorich lekaime. So what does Rashi say? So Rashi says moide bishar shekosvoi loive shehoide bishar shekosvoi. Va'alpiv nechtemu edim, he says, he wrote the shtar, they were gechasmet alpiv, but I paid. אין עמל וצריך לקיימוי בעיד המחסומים בוי, שאין הלוי ושוב נמון לוי מפרטית, that the loive is not nemon to say paratit. The minute he says that it's a kosher ishtah, it's not nemon paratit. V'leimrinon b'haya pesha osa hushita. This is not called a pesha osa pesha hita. So we had said yesterday, Hastis, that Rashi holds that it's not a chaspe. Pshat is you have a schus to taine mezuyev. But if you didn't taine mezuyev, so it's not called, you're making the shtar for the shtar, and kihechad nem nahai nem nahai. It's not a pesho, so I'm going to buy a pesho, so pesho to the kimin shama kosho, arayuzak a shtar. So memele is on as a kosher ishtar, chiyom operativ loy mehemon, we don't believe him, shebi adamalvu. That is what Rav Huna Marav holds. V'rameyer nami da omar eina monim lepoisloy. Rameyer that said that ein nemonim lepoisloy, that the edim are not nemon lepoisloy, b'moide loive shekosfei koma, it's speaking about the loive said he had written it, and porati ukasova, so Rameya holds, like Rav Huna Marav, that now ain't tzorich lekaima, so we have a mekuyim de kishtar, ksova loitzrechine su leedim, we don't need any more the edim, v'lav apumayu mikayim shtore. So memele, like this, aces is a lomdus of the shtar was niskayim alpiyim, so kechad nem lalai, nem lalai. That is dafke if you have a shtar she'enei mikuyim. If you have a shtar mikuyim, if you have a shtar mekuyim, so they're not nemon anymore. V'lava pumayu mekayim shtar. It's mekuyim already. That is what Rameya holds. And the Rabbonon don't hold like Rav Huna Marav. They hold moide b'shtar shekos v'yitzorich lekayme. That means that, let's say, according to the Rabbonon, it is a pesha. So listen, it's not a shtar. And I'm saying it's a perua de kishtar. So from the loive, you can't mon. Now the edim come and say that it's anusim ayinu. So mamela, so by them it's also a pesha also. Zamoira de kikasha that the shittim akabetzes asks, we have a moira de kikugul over here according to the chachomim. He says, the Chachomim, it's talking about like this. The Loive, the Malva comes a month from the Loive. And so the Loive says, it's a kosher shtar, but perua. So he's believed. He's believed, that means, I'm telling you, it's a perua de kishtar. So you have to believe me, a peshas, a peshit, a miga, whatever it is, you have to believe me. So if you want to be goyvu with the shtar, you have to be mekayim the shtar. Fine. So it's a shtar she'ina mekuyim. In other words, it's like lechoshiv kiyim. So kiyim. Now, the edim come. So now the edim come, and what do they say? They say, v'aytik sav yodei navalusim ayinu. It's a shtar she'ina mekuyim, den emo. Frek the shita, but there's a big problem over here. Why are the edim paslim the shtar? Anusimayino. There never was a halvor. That's what they're saying. Now, I beg your pardon. And this nekude, if there was a halvor or not, the loive said there was a halvor. He says parati. Now, connected what you're saying there wasn't a halvor, there's a dos baldin of the edim that says that there was a halvor. So finish. So that what you said, a dos baldin kimei edim domi. So I can't believe that shtickle what you're saying. It's finished. So mamela, if we don't believe the anusim oyinu, so the loiver should have to pay. What is the svara, this kasha, the shita mekabetza says? We have a moiradika problem over here. If Rashi made in the kimta, it's speaking about that the loiver said, the Rashi says, The Loivish said, the Mekivin Shama Kosher Hoya. The Loivish says it was a kosher ishtar. But I paid. And according to the Chachomim, they don't hold like Rav Huna or Marav, so the Loive is believed. So you need Kiyum. You can't be Goive from the Loive, because the Loive says it's a kosher ishtar, but parati. So you can't be Goive from the Loive. And you can't be Goive to what the Edom are saying. They're saying Sav Yedeinu, Aval Anusim Eyinu. So according to the Chachamim, that's why you can't Re'ilu Namonim. But you can't believe the Edom, because the Loive said that it's a kosher ishtar. He said there was a halva. So Yevaidos Baldin Kemei Edom Domi. So the Loive says there was a kosher ishtar. The Edom on Meidam Peroin. They don't know about Peroin. They're just saying there never was a halva. That's what they're saying. So on that we can't believe them. We have Yevaidos Baldin. So now they were Mekayim Dishtar for sure. We can't believe the Manusim Ayinu. So what's the Sfar of the Chachamim? Why are they Nemot? So, not going into the Oimek HaDvorim, so the Shita says, you don't make a Kugel. If the Loive says he's Potter, and they say he's Potter, you don't, somehow, you don't make a Kugel and say, according to him, there was Alvon. Since each one is saying Ptul, you can't make Chiyuv. Okay. Now let us see Taisvis. Taime de Rav Meir, ki de Rav Huna. Perish bekuntres, de Mairi pluktayu, bishemoy de loive shekosvei, the machloikis Rav Meir and the Chachomim is that the loive is moide shekosvei. Vahainu taime de Rav Meir deinemonim, tohoyo ve loive kaimoy, since the loive was mekaimed, like Sricha Sula Edom, so you don't need the Edom anymore. The Lav Apumayu Mekayim Shtore. That means it's not, you're not Mekayim the Shtar Apumayu, because it's a Mekayim the Kishtar Mitzad the Loive. So it's like Ksav Yodom Yoitzim Imokemache. So they're not Nemet the Taina Nusimayin. The Rabbon and Savri, Tzorich Lekayimoy. So it's a Shtar She'eni Mekayim, and they're also not Mekayim it. The Kosheleri, the Imkain, so the Re'eh, so there's no machloikis between Rav Meir and the Chachamim by Edim Sh'omru. The Yesoid HaMachloikis is by Loive Shemoide. That means we have to know what's the din when Moide Bishtar Shekosvei. This is mathematics already. If Moide Bishtar Shekosvei, Tzorich Lekaimoi, so then the Chachamim are right. So then Rav Meir is right. So the machloikis is in Moide Bishtar Shekosvei, not in Edim Sheomru Ksav Yedeinu. Because Lidim came little ku beloy Edim, beloy Vigufa, oil the Tamayu Tali beloy Vigufa. Void the Beperik Misha Meis Mashme, the Loipolik beloy Vigufa. The Gemara in Baba Basra would seem that there's no machloikis by the Loive. The Koma Rabbi Yochanan says over there, Shani Yoimer, everyone holds Moide Bishtar Shekosvei, ain't Tzorich Lekaimoy. If the Loive says, I wrote the Shtar, but I pay, everyone holds ain't Tzorich Lekaimoy, he has to pay, Divrei Hakelu. Uporich, so the Gemara asks, for Mithlik Pligi, how can you say everyone holds Moide Bishtar Shekosvei, Ein Tzorich Lekaimoy, there's a Machloikis Rav Meir in the Chachamim, if the Edom say that Ksav Yedeinu Avol Psulamin, Ktanamin, Ein Nemonim Lepoisloi, that's Rav Meir, the Nemonim Lepoisloi. Omalei ialime edim laruye shtore iu kol kemine. He says, what are you asking of me? I told you if the loive is a moide bishtar shekosvoi, everyone holds ein tzorich lekaimoi. Now you're asking me a kashe by the chachomim? There we're speaking about that edim want to pass all the shtar. The Edim are saying that it's apostle ishtar, it's psula mayinu, anusim mayinu. Alimi Edim laruyi ishtore, iu kol kemine, but he can't passel the ishtar.
The machloikis ramei on the chachamim is if I say alumi edim lo liyishtore. Period. Va'oi the havle lameima bidder avune kamiflegi. The Gemara should have said that the machloikis is bidder avune. The Gemara says kidder avune amarav. Like avune. Not bidder avune. V'nir l'rabbeinu tam al rida hochi perushe. Taimed the Rameya kidder Rafun. The Chmoishaim Rafun Lemrina Migolif Salashtar Beloibe. Chanami Aimer Rameya Behaden. Tafel Gavda Limi Loiposli Shtore Bemigo. Now let's just try to explain this for a few minutes. I saw this in Ali Yosef. I'd like to elaborate a little. That Pshat is as follows. We learned yesterday the svore of moide bishtar shekosfoi ain tzorech lekaimi. That means if the loive says, I wrote the shtar and I paid. So there's two svores to believe the loive. Number one, he has a migu. If he'd be a liar, he could have said he didn't write the shtar. He's a migu. We have a second cheshbin. Maybe it's a pesha osa. Listen, he's the one that makes the shtar for a shtar. He says it's a perua de kishtar. There's two cheshbinis why to believe the loive. Rafune said none of these cheshbinis are true. And we learned yesterday, Taisvis, als migu, it's not a good migu. He wouldn't want to tie the mezuyah because they'll be makrishim. It's a better lie to tie the perua than to tie the mezuyah. Pesha osa, it's not a pesha osa. It's eidem achsum mehashtar kemishenech keidusim bebezden. So if he doesn't tie the mezuyah, it's not a posel star. So it's not a pesha osa. It's not a migu. So he's not nemon, finished. That's that. Now, the case, we're speaking about alimi eidim laruye shtore, is talking about as follows. The loive said it's a mezuyah to kishtar. That was the case. The loive said it was a mezuyah to kishtar. Fine. So now, the loive tiny mezuyah. Now there's nothing more to talk about. It's a mezuyah to kishtar. Now the eidim come and say, no, it's Xavier Dein who's there. Avol, psulamina, anusmina. They're mekayim the shtar, but, avol, but they passel it mitzadach. So he wants to say the machloikis, the mei and the chachomim is as follows. The minute, we don't have a shtar. We don't have a shtar because the levis had mezuyif. So now, if we don't have a shtar, we don't have a kivin shehigid either already. So pshat is, as we mentioned from Rav Shloim Eiger Asvore, so they're making the shtar from the shtar, and toichid they did, but they said, abo nusemiyinu. So, I never had a hagodah of chiyuv, because they're making the shtar for a shtar, and they're saying, b'toyre say this, but anusemiyinu, psula meyinu, kaiva meyinu. So memele, so they're coming with the force of Eidim. The minute that when the loive comes, he only comes with a migu, with a pesha osa, and you have to know, is it a good migu, is it not a good migu? Finish, that's Rafune. Eidim, when Eidim are, here we're speaking about that loive is tining mezuyah. It's not apostolish now. He's finding mezuyah already. Now they're coming with a koyach of Eidim. They're coming with a koyach of Eidim. So the male alumi Eidim laruye shtore. Listen. He said it's mezuyah. Now it's a chaspe. So listen. We're making the shtar for a shtar, but we're saying anusim. So we had kula goda achas. So there's no problem of kivin shigadovir. We are now being goymer the hagod of the shtar. He didn't have a shtar till we came. And we're making the, and we're in the kula godachas. We are saying, betoiras eidus, that it's a possible shtar. That's alumi eidim aluye shtar. That is the svore of the chacham. What is the svore of Rameya? It's beautiful. So what's the svore of Rameya? So he wants to say that Rameya held that when the loive tain is mezuyif, Not pshad is that a loyve can passel the star with mezuif. Eide machsum im ashtar naske mishnech kedusa bebezni. If you taine mezuif, we won't be goyve from you. That's what the chachamim said. I mean, not toire, we're not chayish vaziyuf bachlau. No, if you taine mezuif, not when you taine mezuif, you passel the star already, and now we're starting from scratch, and now we have to hear what the Eidim are saying. No. If you taine mezuif, Chazal said, we won't be goyve from you. If you taine mezuif, till we'll get kiyum. But not that we're saying there's no star. We are holding, we are preventing, there is a star. But if you tie the mezuzah, he can't mon yet with the shtar, but there's a shtar. So if, no, we can't mon from you. The minute there is a shtar, the Eidim can't say anything but Torah say this. Avol anusamin, it's a din of kibin shehigid. You can't say anything already. The shtar is a shtar before your kiyam, it's a shtar. So pshat is, I have a shtar that's saying that it said there was avod everything. But Kozman, there won't be Kiyum. The Chazal said, you cannot be Goyve yet from the Loive. But Napshat is that the Loive's tainus of Ziyuf makes the Shtar a Shtar. There is a Shtar. And as long as there is a Shtar, so then there's a problem of Kivin Shehigit. So then you don't come with any Koyach of Eidus anymore. So we lost our Lumi Eidim Laruye Shtar. Let us go further. Sagt der Gemara weiter. Gufe, Oma Rav Huna Oma Rav, Moide Bishtar Shekosvoi, Ein Zorich Lekaimai. This is Rav Huna Marav's memory. If the Loive said that he wrote the Shtar, Ein Zorich Lekaimai. Oma Loi Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman told Rav, Gnuve, Gnuve, Lomoloch. You're saying this halacha in a Gneve Sha'ifen. That means as follows. Listen, this Shaila of Maida Bishtar Shekosvoi is a machloikis, Rameir, and the Chachomim. Now, according to Rashi, it's Sichogod, we'll see Taisha, Taisha, much is a Chabissel. According to Rashi, the all machloikis is speaking about Maida Bishtar Shekosvoi. That's the whole machlokes Ramei and the Chachamim, if Maida Bishtar Shekosvoi. And later, if the Eidim come, we have to know, do you need Kim or don't you need Kim? But the whole machlokes was really in Rav Huna. That was the first Kasha of Taisus, also the machlokes should be in Rav Huna. But I'll call upon him, that's the machlokes of Maida Bishtar Shekosvoi, if Tzorich Lekaim, Ein Tzorich Lekaim, is a machlokes Ramei and the Chachamim. So Rav Nachman told Rav, Rav Huna, he told them, Gnuvi, Gnuvi, Lomoloch. That means, Rabbi, there's a machloikis tanoim over there. There's a yochid v'rabim. The chachomim hold tzorich lekaimoi. And so why are you saying, stamozoye, psaza, haloche, yisviraloch, keramayer, eim haloche, keramayer. Spill the beans. It's a machloikis tanoim. So Yochid V'Rabim, you want a paskin like Rameyah? So say, it's a machlokes Yochid V'Rabim, I abrade the places, I paskin like Rameyah. But don't just say, stamazay aloche, that Moide B'Shtar Shekosvei and Tzorich Lekaimoi, you have to tell what's behind this psak. Omalei, so, Avune Esch Rav Nachman, Umar Heiches Viralei, how do you hold by the Shaila by Moide B'Shtar Shekosvei? Omalei, so he says, I hold ki also lekama ledine, omrinen lohu, I tell them, malvim zilu kaimush toreiche v'chusu ledine. I tell them, fakert, I hold like the chachomim, moide b'shtar shekosvei tzorch lekaimai. So I tell them, malvim, listen, if you'll be mekaim the shtar, there's something to evident Torah about. Kozman, you're not mekaim the shtar, there's nothing what to talk about, because the loiv is saying it's apostle the shtar. So without Kiyum, there's nothing but to talk about. What does Rashi say? Ganve, misganev ata loime dvorecho, beloshen shloi nechliku boi hayochid v'amerubim. You're saying it in a way that is no machloikis between a Yochanan Rabin, kedei shelo yevatlu es dvorecho, the amrit ki yechidoi, that no one should be chaylik on you and say, listen, you're saying like a das yochid. Isvira loch kerameya, ema loch kerameya, if you're like kerameya, say. Vloitinvket lo kemilse ba'an peinavshe, like it has nothing to do with a machloikis yochid varabin. ומה היחסביר אלי במידה בשטר שקוסווי, כי עושה לקאמון מלווין מבין שטוריס, סייטל ומקיימו שטורייך, וכך אני רוגל להם אלה מלווין המבין שטוריסיים לפוני. ואין הידיים אימוים, אני אוהם אליהם לכו ובקשו הידיכם וקיימו, go first and get הידיים ובמקיים. דילב הוכי, אף אגב דמידה לאי ושקוסו, מוציא למים הפרטי, מי קנטיין הפרטי, so the din Torah will first begin after you mekayim the shtar. Let us see Taisvis. Isvir alech kerameya. If you hold like rameya, say like rameya. Ve'im taima, ve'dilma mishum hochi leikoma haloche kerameya. Mishum di'ike bepeik mishum meis, the mapich the rameya le rabona. That means, so, the rameya was made b'shtar shekosvoi. Tzorich lekaimei. The Rabbanan holds ain't tzorich lekaimei. So mele, he didn't want to mention names. You get all confused. So he said, the halachi. Vishloime, the Aramotzlameime, the halachi. Kepshim gamlil dis lebedye beper kamad abom metziye. The meide bishtar shekosvei and tzorich lekaimei. Eime halachi kerameya. Teimo. So now Taisvis has a problem over here. That means Taisvis was chaylik on Rashi, and Taisvis had said that Ravune is one thing, the machloikis Rav Meir and the Chachomim is Elime Eidim Laruyesh. So that's the machloikis. So what? But everyone holds Moide Bishtar Shekosvoy ain't Tzorich Lekaimai. So it's a shrek. So Rav Huna is Meiridik. He said a davar muske. Teimed afilu ki rabbonon nami motzi. So he holds like the rabbonon also. Veshani eidim da'alimi laru yishtori. Dohoche islay le Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says this klor. Do bebasre. V'yesh loime da Rav Nachman ein nire loy lechalek. Rav Nachman, this is true. This is a member of Rav Yochanan in Baba Basra. But Rav Nachman did not want to differentiate and say there's a chilek between Edim and Lumi Edim. The Dor Somemela, Rav Nachman held it's all one big machloikis.